wanted Reuven to have to pay money. So halacha is, when they're caught to be zomimim, we make them pay back money, but from Malkus they're potter. Why? So this shleim of the Rabbanan, and the pasuk says, Kidei Rishosai, means we have to give you back one punishment, that we daksiv. So we dashin, Mishum Risho Achas Atem Echaivai, for one aveira, for one chet, we could give you a punishment, but the Atem Echaivai Mishum Shtei Rishois, to give you back two punishments, that we cannot give. For one Mais Aveira, for one chet of the Edom Zaymam, we cannot give them two punishments. That's the Rabbanan Svara. Ela Rabbi Meir my timer. What's the pshat from the Meir? Why does he say here we give Loikil Mishalim? Because why doesn't he dash in the Pasuk Kedei Rishosai? So really the Gemara Ksubis asked this question, and the other Gemara says Rabbi Meir uses the Pasuk Kedei Rishosai for Misa and Malkus. But still what our Gemara means to say is, how do you know that? Why don't you dash in it Pasuk like the Rabbanin, Kedei Rishosai is Mashma at all times, we can only give you one punishment and not two. How do you and Meir know to say that Kedei Rishosai only goes on Misa and Malkus? But Mom and the Malkus, like in our Mishnah, we deserve to have to pay and to receive Malkus, you say you receive two punishments. Why? Why don't I dash in the Pasuk Kedei Rishosai to tell us only one and not two? Let's see the Gemara first. So where it says, Ela Rabbi Meir my timer, Ama Ula answers like this, Gomami Maitzi Shemra. Rabbi Meir learns it out from the Pasha of Maitzi Shemra. If a husband is Maitzi Shemra upon his wife, the Pasuk says, Rashi, the Yisru Oisai, the Yanshu Oisai. The Nigmar Subas Dashins, the Yisru means we give him Malkus, and also the Yanshu Oisai, we make him pay, Meir, he has to pay 100, the Shkolim he has to pay. So you see, by the Pasha of Maitzi Shemra, if a husband is Maitzi Shemra upon his wife, that said, Lai Metzasi Bitchi Besulim, I didn't find Sulim, she lived with another man, and then we find out it's not true, so we make the husband pay the money, and he receives Malkus. So you see, there's a klal of loikin and mishalmin. Binyanav. Tomorrow says no. Ma'amala ma'itzi shemra. No, it is the binyanav that ma'am ma'itzi shemra. Ma'am ma'itzi shemra. Loikin mishalim is afko loikin mishalim. So the mailman's out from here that even though the Torah says kidei rishosai, we only give you one punishment, that goes on Misa and Malkus. But on the case of Malkus and Mammon, I learn out from Maitzi Shemra. Here the Torah says for one Aveira of Maitzi Shemra, the Torah says the husband receives two punishments. So I see that you do receive Mammon and Malkus. That's not a stira to Kedei Rishosai. So Mara says, no, how can I learn out from Maitzi Shemra? Mal Maitzi Shemra is Ken Kenas. There is a Kenas. It's a Chidrash's Chidishu, and you're paying more money. So the klal is, when you have a chiddush, it's only here, and lo yafinim a minor. We can't learn out money matters from a kenas. So how could you learn out Edom Zeremim from kenas, from Maitzi Shemra? So where is this poshid? So will look Rabbi Kiva. I tell you, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Kiva sheet that we had before. The Yom Rabbi Kiva holds Edom Zeremim kenasu. They're also called the kenas. That's why he said, Eim Mishalmim al Piyatzmai. Therefore, since it's a kenas, I learn out kenas from kenas. And Tais speaks out, the Rabbanan Shita is no. The Rabbanan holds that Edom Zomimim is Mammon, and therefore I do not loan out money from Maitzi Shemra. Therefore the Rabbanan say Maitzi Shemra is a Chiddush, but all other places, the klal is Kedei Rishosai, you only receive one punishment of money, and not both money and Malkus. But Rabbi Meir Shita is, like Rabbi Kiva, that it's Knas I could learn out. So that's the Pshat in Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah. So Aga, there's a stira. Really, the Mishnah itself says a different reason. The Mishnah says the reason of Rabbi Meir is because they're two different sukkim.
Yeah.
The Mishnah says the reason is Lo Yashen. It's a different. One pasuk is Loisana, and one pasuk is Kasha Zomam. And now the Gemara is saying another reason. So what you have to answer, unfortunately, they got there, that the main question, you need the Gemara. You need both together, really. You have to work it out. But you need both answers together. Because really, it says Kedei Rishosai, which we mashm only one and not two. So he learns out from Maitzi Shemra, it's possible to have both. But still, it's not so clearly to say it should apply to Edom Zomim. So both together, the since in Edom Zomim, there are two psukim, so that's a swallow to give two punishments. The Pasuk says Kedei Rishos, I can't do that. So he learns out from Maitzi Shemra, you could say you get both. But for Maitzi Shemra alone wouldn't be enough. Therefore, a Meir needs two reasons why he says Loikim Mishalim, Edom Zomim. Of course, there's two psukim here, and secondly, I see by Maitzi Shemra also the Torah gives two punishments. So therefore, what I do with Kedei Rishosai is that applies to Misa, but just money and Malkus, the Meir Shita, you receive both.
Well, the Mishnah could be saying
item. Now the Gemara says, Iker de Masl lo du laho. Someone who is a locher in this case. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Loisasur menu ad boiker. It's a parasha of Loisar. When you have a korban, you have to eat it throughout the night. Do not leave it over till the morning. Then the Pasuk says, if you're over this slab, you left it over, Vaha Loisar menu ad boiker, beish tisarf. The Torah gives you a new mitzvah to burn Loisar. So it says, Boa kosev. Litain Esther Achalois, I say. It teaches us there's a mitzvah essay to burn the noisar if you're over the lav. Loima comes to teach us, Shein Lichen Olav. That's why you do not receive Malkus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why, if you're over the lav of noisar, that a Kayan leaves over the meat overnight, he does not receive Malkus, I was over a lav. Yehuda says, because it's a lav hanitically, I say. Since there's an essay to burn the meat, that takes away the Malkus. So the key Vayman now, Layman Hashem was there, this is not the reason why he did not receive Malkus. Elamishum Dev the Lav Shame by Maisa. Noiser is a Lav Shame by Maisa. What action did you do? Nothing. You just sat back, you did not eat the meat. So since it's a Lav Shame by Maisa, that's the cloud. That's the whole Lav Shame by Maisa and Lakin Alof. That's where the Kiva's cloud. The question is, Mechlav of Yudhis Savar, Lav Shame by Maisa Lakin Alof. Mash of Yehuda would hold, out that reason alone, you would receive Malkus. Even though by Noisa, just leaving over the meat, you're not doing an action, still you would receive Malkus. Therefore, he has to teach us why not, only because it's a lava nitzitli assay, that's how it gives you a mitzvah assay to burn the Noisa. So the question is, Minole, how does Rabbi Yehuda know this, that a lava shame by Maisa, you would receive Malkus? On this, Amar Ulul, it says, Gana Maisa Shemra, he learns it out from Maisa Shemra. That Ma Maisa Shemra Lav Shame by Maisa. There, all the husband did was he just spoke dead about his wife, but he didn't do an action. He only spoke out words. That's called the Lav Shame by Maisa. Still working a love. It says V'Yisroi Soi. You receive Malkus there. Is that called Lav Shame by Maisa working a love? That's a beauty shita. You learn that from Maisa Shemra. Every Lav Shame by Maisa, you really deserve Malkus. So therefore, how come by Noisa there's no Malkus? Only because it's a Lav Anitzli Asay. Only because the Torah gives a special mitzvah essay to burn the noisa. Now, you gets the question, Ma'ala Maisi Shema Shekain Leikim Mishalim. You see, Maisi Shema has special chumas to it. That Maisi Shema is Leikim Mishalim it is. Ela Rava, Amar Rash Lakish, Gama Meadim Zememim. Hatei learns it out from Meadim Zememim. It says you get Malkus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, now Mishnah, you get Malkus, even though you only did a Dibur, there's no action. So Mara says, no, Ma'al Eadim Zememim, the Eidim Zemim only said four Seidus. They didn't do any action. Still, like a love, you receive Malkus. And now Mishnah, by the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, is Af Kolav, learn out from here, every love, Shem B'maisa, like a love. So Mara says, no, Ma'al Eidim Zemim, Shekein and Tzrichin Asro. There's a special Chumrat Eidim Zemim that the Eidim do not have to be warned beforehand. Every time when you receive Malkus, you have to be warned before. Here the Gemara Subas explains, it can't be Hasra by Eidim Zemim. The kids, they do not have to be warned. Even though nobody warned them before, later when we find out they lied, they receive Malkus. So there's a special Chumra involved. So Mara says, no, Maisi Shemra Yechiech. That Chumra falls away, because by Maisi Shemra there you do need Hasra, and you see you receive Malkus. The Chazur Adin, I learn out one from the other, that Leroy Zeh, Keroy Zeh, Leroy Zeh, Keroy Zeh, one is not like the other, because each one has a Chumra, the other one does not have. So each one throws out the other Chumra. Hatzara Shavashem, what's the common denominator here? Lav Shem B'maisa, V'leken Olov. Both made them Zemim and Maisi Shem was a Lav Shem B'maisa, so let's see receive Malkus. Is the Afaf Kol Lav Shem B'maisa, V'leken Olov. That's the Pshan Rebbe Yehuda. Mar still has no, Mal Hatzara Shavashem, Shekein Kenas. They're both Kenas, Maisi Shemra, and Eidim Zemim is Kenas. So I can't learn out to other places where it's not Kenas. Mar Zola Kasha. We have Yehuda, Tayla, Sobra, Kerkiva. We have Yehuda, holds Eidim Zemim is Mammon. And even though it's Mammon, still you receive Malkus, even though it's a Lav Shem by Maisa. Elo, like this, the question is, Malathar Shalashabem, Shekhen Yeshbem, Tam Chomer. Still, there's a special Chumra each one of these two Tzadim. Maisi Shemra has a tremendous Chiddush as like a Mishalim. And Eidim Zemim has a tremendous Chiddush that it's Ein Tzara Chasro. And since both Tzadim has tremendous Chiddushim, maybe killing out. So Mara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Tzad Chomer LePorach. He doesn't know this for a question. Even though each Tzad has a tremendous Chiddush, but since the other Tzad does not have that Chiddush, each one throws out the other Chiddush. I have one common denominator here. A Lav Shem Maisa. Like an Olav, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that really all over Lav Shem Maisa, you receive Malkus.
The only reason why Neister is different is because a special mitzvah said to burn it.
In other words, it's considered a lav hanitik liyasei. That's the reason why he did not receive malchus. And the Rashi says, of course, the yester is coming to menatik, is coming to fix up the lav. So the yester takes away the punishment of malchus. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara asked the question. The Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon Shita, that by regulating Zenonim, the Mishnah says you have to pay money, and you do not receive Malkus. So since you do not receive Malkus, therefore, Hailoi son of Reicha eight Shokar, my Dashabei. What does Rabbanon do with this love? Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's good. Rabbi Meir uses this love to tell us you get Malkus. Rabbi Meir Shita, the Mishnah is, Leike Umishalim. But according to the Rabbanon Shita, that you have the Pasuk of Kedei Rishosai, the saying you only receive one punishment and not two, and we said the Gemara Ksuvos learns out that you get money and not Malkus. So since you did not receive Malkus, what's the purpose of this love of Noisan of Reich Reich Shaka that goes on Eidim Zemimim? What do we need this love for? This Pasuk Shan the Gemara. So Lorenz says, Humiboyelei liyazor li Eidim Zemimim. Yes, the Rabbanon still use this love. We need the love. The lav is for the Yazorah. Like, you know, there's a cloud that you never get punished. Punishment through Bezdin, whether it's Misa, whether it's Malkus, unless the Torah gives a lav, there has to be an Yazorah warning in the Torah not to do this. And then there's a Pasha of Enosh. So where is the Yazorah? Where is the warning? The Yazorah for the Pasha of Edom Zenimim, that even when we've been making the punishment of Kasha Zoman, we want to give them a punishment of Malkus, of Misa, so in order for Bezdin to give them this punishment, there has to be an Azorah in the Torah. So where is the Azorah? The Rabbanan said that's from the Pasuk of Loisan Abreich HaEchoker. That's beyond out the Azorah Le'edim Zemimim. The question then is very good. Rabbi Meir, Azorah Le'edim Zemimim Minole. It's a good question according to Rabbi Meir. He holds that from Loisana. You receive a Malkus, you receive Malkus and Mammon. And so where is the special Azorah for the Pasuk of Le'edim Zemimim? So Mr. Zemimim of Yirmiyah, Nafkli, he learns that from another Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Devarim, after the Pasha of Edom Zemimim, maybe had Nishorim Yishmav Yiro, like after we kill out the Edom Zemimim, leftover people should hear and see, for when you see for oid, they should not do it anymore. Rashi says, Hore Azorah, the Pasha of Edom Zemimim, Siv. This is also an Azorah in the Pasha of Edom Zemimim. So when you see for oid, yes, the Azorah that Bezdin has the right to be Mekayim, the Pasha of Kashazomam. Even though in the Pasha of Kasha Zomam, it says, you give you Misa, we give you Malkus sometimes, there is a special Azorah for that. In other words, from Leisan itself, according to Rabbi Meir, you receive Malkus. You over the love of Eda Sheker. That's what the love of Leisan comes from. But in the Pasha of Kasha Zomam, it also says that if you want to give somebody else Malkus, you receive Malkus for that, or you receive Misa for that. Excluding the Malkus you receive for Leisan, you also receive Malkus, but the Mishnah says you receive 80 Malkus, according to Rabbi Meir. So the question is, for the second pair of Malkus, for the Malkus that comes because of Kasha Zomam, where is the Azorah for that? So if you know answers, he also must pass the Gabalah Yosefu Oid. For Yosefu Oid, you should not do it anymore. That's also exhibited in Azorah warning in the Pasha of Edom Zemimim. So now he asks for Abonim, Abonim Shmosim learn out the Azorah from the Pasha of Gabalah Yosefu Oid. And then we'll be back to the question, what do they do with the Pasuk of Loisana? So Moshe says, no, whom he boiled, the Rabbanon need this Pasuk.